This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli warplanes carried out intense strikes late on Thursday on southern Lebanon amid calls for restraint. Reuters' Laila Sharokhshahi reports.
Video released by the Israeli army was said to show the bombardment, which the army said included more than 52 strikes and targeted multiple rocket launcher barrels in southern Lebanon. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Israel's military vowed to continue to attack Hezbollah and said its Thursday strikes hit about 100 rocket launchers, plus other targets in southern Lebanon. It claimed the rockets were set to be fired immediately towards Israel. The intense barrage followed attacks that saw radios and pagers carried by Hezbollah blow across Lebanon, killing nearly 40 people and wounding thousands.
Reuters' Laila Sharokhshahi. The Israeli military targeted a top Hezbollah figure in a strike on Beirut's southern suburbs on Friday. Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV says 3 are dead and at least 14 wounded. The European Union's chief, Ursula von der Leyen, is in Kyiv with the promise of fresh energy funds for Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU chief Ursula von der Leyen arrives in war-ravaged Ukraine with the promise of $180 million worth in fresh energy funds to get the nation through the winter. She'll be discussing energy with President Volodymyr Zelensky later on Friday. The EU estimates that about half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been destroyed, making the job of heating homes, hospitals and schools increasingly difficult as temperatures dip ahead of the third war winter that the nation will face. Von der Leyen told reporters that $112 million of the funds would come from the proceeds of the Russian assets held in the EU because of the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. It's only right, she says, that Russia pays for the destruction it's caused. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Floods in Central Europe threaten new areas. Heavy rains also inundate parts of Italy. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A massive flood wave moving across Central Europe is threatening new areas and raising concerns among residents and officials. Heavy rains have also caused flooding and the evacuation of some 1,000 residents in northern Italy's region of Emilia-Romagna. The death toll is rising in Central Europe as receding waters reveal the extent of the destruction. The overall death toll in the affected countries, which include Czech Republic, Poland and Romania, as well as Austria, has reached at least 24. As European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen expects to visit the region. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Donald Trump has spoken to Jewish donors and an organization gathered to focus on efforts to fight anti-Semitism. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Trump's appearance this Thursday came on the same day that an explosive CNN report detailed how one of his allies running for North Carolina governor made a series of racial and sexual comments on a website where he also referred to himself as a black Nazi. Trump said he will be the best friend Jewish Americans have ever had in the White House. He did not comment on the allegations against Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
High-end London department store Harrods has apologized over allegations its former owner, Egyptian billionaire businessman Mohammed Al-Fayed, raped and sexually assaulted several female ex-employees. British lawyer Dean Armstrong.
We will say it plainly, Mohammed Al-Fayed was a monster.
A BBC documentary and podcast heard testimony from over 20 former female workers who said Al-Fayed, who died last year, aged 94, sexually abused them. American attorney Gloria Allred.
The store was known for catering to every need of its customers, and it was presented as the epitome of beauty. The ugly truth, however, was that a number of female employees were being sexually abused by its chairman, Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Many of the women affected only felt able to speak publicly after he died last year. Ghana's vice president, Mahamudu Bawumia, and ex-president John Dramani Mahama are among 13 candidates approved for the 2024 presidential poll, the Electoral Commission said on Friday. Voters head to the polls on December 7th to elect a successor to President Nana Akufo-Addo, who will step down in January after serving the constitutionally mandated 8 years. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.